so restless, I'm so restless. You know I'm kinky all the way, but I want longer style, 'cause I'm so restless, I'm so restless.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, guys.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Emotional Motion Sickness, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tonight, we are playing a bit Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
In the context of our show, Y2K Chems. I called it Y2 Chems in my head.
Y2 Chems. All right. That makes sense.
I like always shorten emotion sickness because like it's a kind of a mouthful for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
To M's or EMS.
EMS.
And then I spin it into like TEMS, M's. Yep. Like for okay, me and Layla were talking about doing an EDM set.
Guys.
Like, her first set when she's a trained DJ. She's not a trained DJ yet.
Oh, yeah.
But.
That's so true.
See, that's why she can't touch any of the buttons.
No, I'm just a talker.
She just sits on, she sits merely on the other side of the desk. Mm-hmm. But we we're going to play an EDM set. And I titled the playlist EDMs, like EMS.
I love it so much. I love it. I'm so excited, guys. I am such a big fan of EDM.
Right now you are, yeah, honestly.
No, I have been.
Oh,
it's
really?
So, it's like, I'm a fan to the point where it's like, I'm not just listening to it when I'm trying to, you know, have a good time. Like, I'm listening to it to take a nap.
Yeah.
I'm listening to it first thing in the morning. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's, yeah, it's an all of the time thing, which you guys will be treated to in perhaps a couple of weeks when I
become trained.
When I'm on the board.
I'm excited for that one, honestly.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
It's gonna, well, I'm gassing myself up. Let me actually not say that it's gonna be good because like it could flop miserably. Hopefully not though, guys. I'm gonna learn how to do it. I'm gonna be good at it.
I honestly have high hopes for you. I have all the confidence in you.
Thank
all
you.
The confidence in the world.
I mean, I should be able to, like, how long have I been here watching you do it, right? I should be able to learn how to do it.
No, when we're off air, like, when our music is playing, I, like, tell her, like, what each button does.
Yeah.
She doesn't have access to touch this yet, but,
No.
She's a good observer.
It's a learning process.
But, yeah.
And I'm looking. I'm watching.
But, honestly, we were also talking about this, like, but right before the set, but if there were, like, more people in here, like, we would not be able to do this.
No.
Like, they would just be observers.
Yeah. We're so conversational.
We're two girls who love Y2Chems.
Y2Chems.
And the tune of Y2Chems. Next up, we have Glamorous with Fergie featuring Ludacris.
So good. So good. This is a childhood. Like, all of this is just reminding me of, like, being
a child.
Like, six and, like, being in my mom's, like, Volkswagen Jetta. And, like, I'm, like, turning up the radio. Like, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's all, like, so nostalgic.
For me, okay. So, at the camp I work at, or, like, I used to be a camper there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to do, like, we do, like, song and cheer. And that's, like, a tradition, right? Like, that's one of the camp traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to do Glamorous. Because our, like, the name of our camp has the same amount of letters.
Oh, so you can spell it out.
Yeah. But then, like, we were 13 years old, and our counselors were like, no, like, this is what the little children would do. And we ended up not doing Glamorous, even though it would have hit. And then, flash forward, 4 years later, so the division leaders do Glamorous as their song.
That's actually so
rude. And they literally did it, and they spelled out the letters, too. Oh. I'm like, we had this idea in 2018.
Stifling your creativity.
You're stifling my creativity
mm-hmm.
from 2018.
Let?
In 2022 with grown adults.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I think it's blasphemy.
I'm not going to dox them, but how dare you, the camp that Sam attended. That's all I have to say.
Stop. You know who's listening right now?
Who?
Hillary.
Hill! Oh my God! Hey,
girl. I just
got
the text. She was like, she like loved the message and then replied to Karis's message.
Hey, girly. Okay, let's play some tunes.
Let's play some tunes. All right.
Shopping for expensive things. I be on the movie screens, magazines. reminiscing on days when I had a Mustang and now first class up in the sky, popping champagne, living my life in the fast lane. I won't change by the glamorous. Ooh, flowers, flowers.
Caviar drinking beans. You deserve nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do with us. I got enough money in the bank for the two of us. Plus I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. Half a million for the stove. Taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your
broke
home.
Daddy. First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills?
On my car,
gave
me back credit, buy me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you're steady heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be balling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Your mama's number's here more than once. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother.
Silly me,
why haven't I found another?
A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay the bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
That was Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child.
And I am literally always saying that.
Before Beyonce.
Before became Beyonce, there was Destiny's Child. However, when Destiny's Child was around, there was still Beyonce. Trust me, there still was. Have you seen that video where they're doing Say My Name and she starts, you know...
No, I haven't.
Okay, so they're singing Say My Name. Yeah. So Say My Name. The three of them are up there.
Uh-huh.
Beyonce and the other two. I don't know their names. I'm so sorry.
I actually don't know.
You know, see, this is proving my point. But anyways, she just starts singing Say Beyonce, but she does not say any of the other girls' names. So she's just like singing over and over again, Say Beyonce. But it's like, girly, you are in a group.
Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams.
I actually knew that.
I didn't actually.
No, Kelly and Michelle. She brought them out. Coachella. Have you seen the Homecoming documentary where they did they did a documentary of, like,
am I not cultured
when she did it was like a performance doc of their Coachella, and she did both nights, right? So good. Rewatched it recently. And she brought them out at Coachella. So, like, still BFFs, I believe. But also, personally, I would be tight if I was Kelly or Michelle. Like, imagine. Imagine the third member is Beyonce.
I don't like groups of three.
Yeah.
That's literally why I don't like groups of three.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like in groups of three, it's easy to exclude one person. In this one, like, everyone was excluded except for Beyonce. Like, no one.
Ooh. Someone's calling.
OMG.
Hello? Oh. Wait, I'm gonna put them on air, actually.
Okay.
Hello? You're on air right now.
Are they?
Are they?
Are they on air?
I think they... Ooh.
This is becoming a motif for us.
This is literally becoming a motif for us.
Did we lose them?
I think we lost them.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Whoever called us, I didn't put you on air. So, if you did, you can call
us. You can give us a ring back.
You can give us a ring back.
We're still here. In the meantime,
yeah.
What do we have up next?
We have... Here we go.
Oh.
Wait. Here we go. Hi, you're on air.
Did we do it?
Okay, what's your request right now?
Sam, I can't hear it.
We'll try and see if we can fit it in. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Was that someone we know?
I feel like that was definitely someone we know. There was no way it wasn't.
Sam, I didn't hear it. Otherwise, I would tell you I'm really good at voice recognition.
Ooh. It sounded like one of your friends, honestly.
One of my friends?
It honestly sounded like Maddie.
Mads? No, I think... I don't know if she's listening right now.
But it definitely sounded like someone we knew.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, I didn't hear. So, what song did they want from us?
They wanted Dance Monkey.
Okay, so much love to this person.
We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do.
I love you, and I thank you for calling in. I'm not sure if that fits the Y2K theme that we had going for today, but if we do have time for it at the end, and it is Maddie, and it was Madison. So thank you so much, Madison. I love you so much. No. Maybe. Well, maybe. Maybe we will honor your request.
We will think about it.
We'll consider it.
I think we have... read the PSA, honestly.
Think about the turmoil that we just had going... We've been going through it. You don't understand. With the call-ins, like...
We appreciate callers, but...
No, we absolutely do. Yeah. It's just a moment of... it's momentary panic of, like, oh, wow, yes. We need to get it on air right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm acting like I do literally anything because I don't know how to use the board yet.
So that's why I always am, like... I do it once, and I, like, do it... I think I do it correctly, and then I don't put the caller on air. And it's then okay. I'm like, please call back. Like, XOXO, I love you.
Okay,
like,
guys. I'm going to go with an oldie but a goodie.
My parents love that.
Yeah.
My parents love the PSA.
No, an essential. Yeah. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
I love the ladder safety one.
It's good. I hope that we're helping people as well.
Okay. Should our fans hear Unwritten right now?
Yep.
No, let them hear it.
dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Drench yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins.
Get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other.
That was Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Banger. Banger alert.
Speaking of New York with Jay-Z.
I was literally going to talk about Empire State of Mind. Try and make me not talk about that song. You can't.
Oh my God, I love that song.
We did a set one time that was New York themed, and I think we should bring that back.
I think we should do like an episode 2 of it.
Yes, I agree. There's so much Pop Smoke to be played.
I think what I'm thinking is Biggie.
Yeah.
Because we didn't play Biggie.
Old school. Yeah. Kind of disrespectful of us.
That was
honest.
Really disrespectful of
no,
us.
No, like really. And there was a Tupac song on there. And then we were like, that's not New York. And we had to take it off. Do you remember?
I
was
did.
Like, nar.
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 We can't do that. Yeah. We'll bring back the Biggie. And all the New Yorkers will be happy. Including my dad. He loves Biggie.
That's why I like co-DJing with you. Because like we just like bounce random ideas off each other.
Yeah.
And then on top, like my mom said this, it's like we complement each other's ideas.
I like that. We also humble each other.
We definitely do.
Like I'll be like, let's do this. And you're like, girl, no. Like if this was just me, nightmare. Anyways.
No, literally like... You literally asked me once, you're like, how'd you do this alone? And now I wonder, I'm like, how did I do this alone?
Because it's like, I feel like I would be rambling, like, I don't know what I would even be saying right now.
There was a lot more music to be played when I was alone.
Yeah. Which
like,
is, you know.
A lot more music.
That's good. It is a radio show, but it's fun to have a little chat.
I love a little chatter. Lots of chattering to be about in WMFO.
The banter. I hope no British people are listening. I'm so sorry. And my awful Australian accent. Wow.
You're kind of doing a disservice to my ethics professor.
Oh,
he's British.
Really?
Yeah.
One of, like...
He's such a sweet man. I love him.
Oh. Love ethics. Maybe I'll take
it. You should have took ethics with me.
Well, I might take it next semester. Thinking about philosophy. Sounds interesting. I don't know.
It's one of those, like... It's also one of those classes for mine where it's, like, people just use big words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was telling you about this. Like, I'm literally taking 2 classes. The other one I'm not going to drop. But if you know, you know. Where it's, like, people, like, just use big words. And it's, like... I'm, like, intimidated. And I'm, like,
yeah.
Dumb it down for me. Like, well, I feel like an imposter.
If the words are not, like, contributing to whatever you're trying to claim, like... Just make yourself concise. Like, it's okay. Like, the class is only so long. You
no,
know?
Literally. Like, it's an hour and 50. It's 3 shoes. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm only seeing you for three shoes. Like,
it cannot be worth it. Ugh.
All right. Next up we have is The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani.
Classique.
Is a classique. What I think about is, okay, so at the camp I canceled at, mm-hmm. I used to have 12-year-old girls for, like, a blip. And then now I had 6-year-old boys for the past 2 summers.
Okay, but a little bit of a change up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, really flipping the switch. Mm-hmm. So basically, when I was with my 12-year-old girls, one of them was like, play Sweet Escape. Like, my older sister plays that. Her older sister is literally, like, a year younger than me.
That's so cute, though.
And then I, like, played it, and she's like, this is the one.
Oh, that's cute. Like, she's looking up to her sister. That's really sweet. That was, like, me with everything that my sister did ever. I was like, oh, my God, Charlie XCX. I love it so much. Like, girl, get your own music taste.
I love, especially with Sweet Escape. Okay, wait, story about Sweet Escape. So when I would go on pre-pandemic, me and my family would go on, like, a lot of cruises. Hmm. Especially, like, the ship out of New York. Because that was just, like, so easy for us. We would just, like, hop a taxi across town. And then next thing you know, you're in Bermuda.
Right.
And so what my mom and I would do was, we wouldn't sing karaoke. We would sit in the back and order, like, pina coladas.
And watch
the people singing.
That is one form of entertainment.
It really is. Like, and my Snapchat memories from, like, summer 2016, summer 2017, when we would go on our cruises, like, are just videos of, like, children singing. Like, children singing karaoke.
Aww.
And some of them don't know the lyrics. Some of them are doing a little dancey dance. And there was this one time where it was a group. It was, like, a trio of, like, siblings. And they played, they were doing Sweet Escape. And they couldn't do the rap. And we just had to watch them fumble the rap from the back. And they're like, oh, I've been acting like someone McFell on the wig. And they were just, like, fumbling, like,
embarrassing. Imagine being a child. Just, like, humiliating.
I'm like, at this point, I think I'm, like, 13, 14.
Old enough to know that that's embarrassing.
Yeah, old enough to know that I was just like, what are you saying right now? Like, hello? Like, the lyrics are on the screen.
Can you read?
Like, can you read even?
Can you literally read, 6-year-old person, please?
I think, no, it was only, like, grown adults.
Oh.
Like, it was, like,
okay, so, like, actually embarrassing. I was joking about children forgetting lyrics being embarrassing, but adults, humiliating. Get it together.
I'm like, please, like, the lyrics, you can read the lyrics.
Read.
Like, with the timed, like, thing, like, hello?
Where, like, the bar, like, fills up. Yes. I was a big karaoke girl. I would know that. I have a karaoke machine in my house. I have two, actually.
I got one for Christmas when I was really little. I don't know where it is now. RIP to it.
RIP.
So real, though. So many fond memories with karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the last time I went to karaoke, I did it with my softball team.
Aww.
On a school night. It was, like, on a school night.
Last time I went to karaoke, I had an allergic reaction on the streets of New York City.
Oh, girl.
Yep.
Did you go duet?
No, I went for my friend's birthday. It was, like, 10 of us there.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I kind of ruined the vibe a little bit by, you know, being a nut.
I know.
My bad, guys. I'm working on it.
You know what? You're trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying so hard.
You're getting better.
I'm not, actually. Oh, okay. It's getting worse. Sorry. But I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay, enjoy the Sweet Escape.
Make it better, and tell me, boy, now wouldn't that sweet.
Better be ready, hope
biggest wish.
Cool, I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you. I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, girl? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway? Right up the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out night and day. Took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
Girl, I travel around the world and even sail the seven seas. Across the universe and go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel uptown, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always,
can
I'll meet you
halfway. Right up the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out night and day. Took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
That was Meet Me Halfway by the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Fergie really ate with that one.
Oh, she always
did. I think she embodied the Y2K era, honestly.
No, she did. She was an icon. Sorry, I'm saying was. She's fully still around. But
I still think about when I think about Fergie now, the like in the present, I think about video. The national anthem video.
Oh my God. Don't get me started. It was so good. Like, so good. I loved it so much.
Ben.
Yeah.
Wave. Like, I think that's how I think of Fergie in this new era.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay. Like, yeah. She tried. I think she really tried.
She tried for that comeback. And you know what? Like, I respect it. There's so many artists who will just fall off and, like,
yeah,
not even make a new attempt. But at least she tried.
She tried.
She made an attempt.
And that's
all
that matters. Effort, Fergie. And then before that, we listened to Circus by Britney Spears.
Do you want to tell your story?
I am going to tell my story. So when I was 13, I did not appreciate it at the time, but my mom took me to see the Piece of Me World Tour, Britney Spears' Piece of Me World Tour, in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And my mom got me these sweatpants that on the butt, it says work.
Bleep.
You can fill in the rest based on her song, but
you better work bleep.
Unfortunately, it's acquired a hole right on the butt.
Oh.
So I cannot be wearing those in public. I don't think I really ever wore those in public ever, but they're a cornerstone to my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're in New York. They did not come here.
No.
But they RIP to my Britney Spears sweatpants.
No, they're still around. They're just in hibernation.
They're just waiting for some love. TLC, Tended Love and Care.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. What do we got next?
It's our last song of the hour.
And it's a banger.
It's A Long Way to Go by Cassie, that you...
I love this song. I was a big proponent of this one, and I think everyone's going to love it. And I think a lot of you will recognize it because I think it blew up on TikTok a little bit ago.
I actually don't even know.
I deleted TikTok, guys.
Oh, you did? Fine, actually?
No, I did like a week ago.
Oh, really?
It's been a week and I haven't re-downloaded it. Isn't that like... I'm
good for you.
I shouldn't be this proud of myself because it proves that I actually had a problem.
Uh-huh.
But I am.
Okay, for me, like, my TikTok consists of dogs that I sent to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's Bernese Mountain Dogs. And, like, my mom and I, we just send pets back and forth to each other.
Very cute.
And, but literally, that's, like, my TikTok. That's my Instagram feed, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just animals.
I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wean myself off of, like, Insta next. I don't know. I just, like... It's fine. I just was spending too much time on my phone. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, honestly.
Thank you.
I still can't. I can't. That's my procrastination when I'm going to be doing my work when our show's over.
No, but I've noticed. I, like, actually feel a difference. I feel more productive. So,
Good for you.
Yeah. Anyways,
this last song. This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Emotional Motion Sickness, even though I promise we will play Motion Sickness at the beginning of the set.
At some point. Soon.
When the vibe fits. When the vibe fits, we'll play it.
Which was not today, unfortunately. Nor was it yesterday.
Or the other day. Or the day before.
We've been here four times?
I think we've been here thrice. But new spring schedule comes out on Sunday, I believe. Starts on Sunday for returning DJs.
Alright, guys. So expect to be hearing some more of us. Hopefully you like us.
Hopefully you like us.
If not, we'll tell you when to turn off the radio.
Love us or hate us, we still appreciate all of our fans.
Haters are my motivators.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Top Street Form Radio.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Get intimate, even though they know I really ain't into it.
You're not into it?
I'm not into it. I already know the game and I've been through it. See, I buy my own bags, my boots, my jeans. Will I rock with my rebel yell underneath? You wanna step to me? Since you got a long way to go. Rock with me. You claim that you're so hot, and you say you got skills in the bedroom. You try to frown for you so mad. Had a chance, you still.